Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Permanent Magnets Limited Q4 and FY 2025-2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanyam Pokharna, IR Advisor at PIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neerav. Good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate you taking out the time to join us today on this call. The investor presentation for FY 2026 has already been uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company website. To take us through today's results, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Sharad Papadia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sukamal Jain, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. We will begin with a brief overview of the quarter and the financial year from Mr. Papadia, followed by a Q&A session. Please note that any forward-looking statement made during this call must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These risk factors have been outlined in our annual report. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Papadia. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Sanyam. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for Permanent Magnets Limited Quarter 4 and Financial Year 2026 earnings conference call. I will begin with a review of our performance for the past quarter and financial year. Standalone revenue from operations for Quarter 4 stood at 66 crores, an increase of 47% year-on-year. For the full year, standalone revenue from operations stood at 225 crores, reflecting an increase of 13% year-on-year. While the first half of FY 2026 was impacted by lower exports, particularly to the USA, on account of tariff policies and a weaker domestic demand in the energy meter segment, the second half of financial year 2026 fared better in terms of top-line growth led by Alloys Division, along with an overall recovery in exports and steady performance in electricity meter and automotive applications. The EBITDA margins for the year stood at 17%, as against 14% in the previous year. It was aided by a favorable product mix and revenue scale-up in the second half of financial year 2026. For Quarter 4, EBITDA margins came in at 15%, an improvement on a year-on-year basis, with some moderation on a sequential basis. Now, on the project execution front, the new furnace in the Alloys Division was installed in January and commercialized in Quarter 4 of financial year 2026. It has contributed to the performance during the quarter. We aim to further scale up commercial production in Alloys Division through the coming financial year and are also engaging with customers across oil and gas, aerospace, and other sectors. On the relays project, we are behind the original timelines, with commercial ramp-up now expected from the second half of financial year 2027. Testing is currently underway, and customer approvals are in progress, both of which have taken longer than our initial expectations. While the facility is almost ready, we foresee commercial business picking up pace only in the later part of this year. For Quantum Magnetics, the Phase 2 CapEx covering block cutting, machining, and surface treatment is expected to be implemented in Quarter 3, Quarter 4 of financial year 2027. Additionally, future investments for powder-to-block manufacturing projects are already under planning stage. Looking ahead, our focus during the coming year is on scaling up commercial operations across our key growth pillars, which are alloys, relays, and quantum magnetics. The commercial ramp-up of these projects is expected to drive growth in the coming year. With these updates, I would now like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Prathamesh Devar from Orbit Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and firstly, sir, congrats for the good set of numbers. So I have three questions. So firstly, sir, on the rare earth side, like government has recently came out with the PLI scheme. So are we also expecting any incentives from the government in terms of CapEx that we will be doing in the rare earth segment?
We are yet evaluating the scheme and that decision...
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. Prathamesh, can you mute your line from your side, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are yet evaluating the scheme and that decision whether to participate or what to do, we will take in these coming few weeks. There are multiple schemes. So which scheme to apply for, that is also one of the things that we are considering.
Understood, understood. And sir, in terms of the revenues from rare earth, so can you please quantify how much revenues we made in this FY26 and what was the margins that we done on the assembly part?
There was no revenue in FY26 because of the restrictions from China for export of magnets. So we could not do any business in FY26. So those revenues are expected to start in FY27.
Understood, understood. And so my last question is on alloys. So we are also expecting, as our new furnace has came live in Jan. So, and you mentioned on the second half of this year, we'll be expecting more ramp up on this side. So are we expecting more ramp up from the aerospace division or it will be more driven from the oil and gas and other segments?
Right now we are looking at oil and gas, more ramp up, and that is already in commercial production. So that is already started from now only. So on the second half, we are looking at for the relay business.
Understood. Got it, sir. Thank you so much and all the best for your future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Parasevan, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Rohit from iPod PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, Rajat. On this... alloy, sir. So, what utilization are we working on? Let's say in Q4 exit, and how do you see this ramping up in financial year 27?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please? A little louder.
Okay. So, I was saying, so in the alloy segment, what was the exit utilization rate in Q4, and how do you see what kind of contribution can alloys do for us in FY27 in terms of top line?
So utilization, we installed the furnace in January and utilization was almost at about 80-90%, almost full capacity we utilized until the end of the year. And now ramp up approximately as per current estimates, we are looking this year to about, let's say, in financial year 27 to maybe about 3 to 4 times of what we have done in the last year.
So is it fair to expect that like whatever ramp up in terms of 20 odd crore that you saw incremental from last quarter I mean, same quarter last year to this year, that is all largely driven by alloys. Is that a fair assessment? And
yeah.
On that base, you are
mostly,
okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And sir, in this, you have been talking about broadly two kinds of products, right? One is the virgin metal, and then there is one through scrap. So the virgin metal is lower margin, and the scrap is a bit higher margin. I mean, where are we on both these products, and like, how do you see FY 2027 on both these products, like, even more?
In the last quarter, we did more of the virgin metal alloy sales. Orders were there, more for that product. And in this coming quarter, it's coming year, there it's a mix of both. But there is a possibility. I mean, this is sometimes a customer can give a large order for one type of business. So that we will come to know in about maybe at the end of first quarter or maybe in the second quarter of FY 2027, that what the product mix is going to be. But right now, in the last quarter, it was mostly virgin metal only.
Now only virgin only.
Currently, also, we are servicing virgin metal is more business.
Okay. Where margins are slightly lower, right?
Slightly lower. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because the valuation is less.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, sir, from a Relay's point of view, you're saying H2 of this financial year, in terms of all the CapEx, et cetera, is it all done, or like, we need to finish the CapEx?
No.
Like you mentioned that the approval. Yeah.
It is ongoing. CapEx is ongoing.
Okay.
The initial CapEx we have done for testing equipment and end of the line equipment, all that we have done. Now, the production equipment, some of it is yet to be purchased. So that is depending on automation and production equipment, depends on what orders we click first. So that we will do accordingly.
Okay. Okay. So, in this, sir, just to, like, you had earlier mentioned that, like, the large part of this product, I mean, you used to have only one customer in smart meters, and now you're trying to broad base that, and you're not selling this product anyway, and it was largely imported. So, like, what is the overall size of business that you are looking at, let's say, 2, 3 years down the line, once all the approvals come? Like, what would be this business look like for you, as a line of business, let's say, 3 years out, let's say in FY 2029?
See, the average value per electricity meter can be about 250-300 rupees, and depending on the customization that we do, and also depend on the metal prices. That could be the range. So, and but there are going to be multiple players in this business also. Right now, most of it is imported, but there is a PLI scheme also announced by the government, and there are multiple players also setting up. So we may get a market share, but the total market is quite big. The total addressable market is about, for the entire 250, 25 crore meter replacement, you can say it can be about between 6,500-7,000 crores. So it can be, I mean, yearly, on a yearly basis, it can be hundreds of crores, on a good, peak potential, let's say.
For us.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it. And just last two questions. So, in terms of, one is CapEx for the financial year 2027, and on a, let's say, 2, 3-year basis, next couple of years basis, what is the CapEx outlay you're looking at? Because I saw that you've increased your borrowing limits. That was one. And second, specifically for 2027, so, like, can we see, like, 30%-40% kind of revenues are purely based on alloy scale-up? And anything apart from that on Relay's or Quantum can be additive to it. Is that a right understanding?
I would put the estimate between 20%-30%, maybe more also, depending on the orders that we click in the alloy business and Relay business.
Okay.
So it is possible that it can be a little higher also, but totally depends. Sometimes, this, for example, if you get a large order, then it can jump. So I would put the estimate between 20 to 30% and then plus something maybe.
Okay. And sir, on the CapEx?
On the CapEx side, we have...
maybe some CapEx for both the products. For alloy, we have done around 15 crore, around 18 crore CapEx. And for relay, we have done around 5 to 6 crore CapEx.
So, further in this year, we are planning to do further CapEx for relay, alloy, and also for the new plant that we are setting up, the factory.
Right.
Put, right. So, all this CapEx is in line.
So, like, what would be the quantum and like how are you looking to fund it? Because now, I saw that you have, yeah.
It could be between 40 to 50 crores for PML itself. Another 40 to 50 crores could be the plan in quantum, roughly.
Right, 40 to 50
is the number. As we go along, we are finalizing the numbers based on the business plan.
But this 40 to 50 would be your share, right? Like your...
For PML business, it could be 40 to 50 crores. And for quantum business, right. It could be another 40 to 50 crores.
Yeah, for the quantum, my clarification was, this is 40 to 50 would be your stake, I mean your contribution, or this would be at a 100% level...
Yes, we our contribution also we have to put in, which is about $5 million roughly. We will put in, we are planning to put that in about 18 months time. So depending on this year how much we do and another 6 months how much we do, that we are yet to finalize.
Okay. And this is all through internal approval, sir, or will be taking some
financing. We will do a combination, maybe debt and equity, maybe we will do that. We are yet to finalize.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. All the very best from here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nishita from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. So I just wanted a clarification on the capex amount that you just said. So you said that 40 to 50 crore of capex on standalone basis in PML, and then another 50 crore is going to be our contribution in quantum, right?
Yes.
Out of this 50 crore, 20 crore we will be spending to set up new factory.
Okay, and this new factory is going to be for what purpose?
We have around 6 plants here in around Mumbai. So we'll be combining all 6 plants together at one place where we have purchased land on Ahmedabad Island near Vasai.
Okay, so I'm assuming this 20 crore is excluding the land price, right?
Land we have already acquired.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And my next question would be on the release project. We mentioned that we'll start a project by H2FY27. So what is the peak revenue that we can expect from that project? Peak revenue that we can get from that release project that will be commercialized in H2FY27.
So that in the current capacity that we are planning to set up, we can expect maybe in FY27, maybe between 25 to 50 crore, maybe something like this could be possible. But depends on how aggressive customer, how many orders we get from the customer, how fast we click the business.
Understood. And this 25 to 50 crore is going to be at what utilization rate?
This will be almost 100% utilization only. So we are ramping up, we are setting up the capacity based on what customer forecast is.
Okay.
It's almost full capacity, let's say. Because we are going to set up based, the capacity we are going to increase based on the customer need.
Okay. Understood. So you mentioned that in FY27 we are also going to increase the capacity. So 30 crore we are going to use to increase alloys, relays capacity. So that is also based on the customer requirement, right?
Yeah. That is based on customer requirement.
That is our estimate
now. Yeah. Okay. Understood. And what if you can give some outlook on FY27 at consolidated basis on margin front and revenue front?
Revenue front, about you can consider maybe 20-30% depending on what orders we click. Margins at similar level only, you can assume.
So margin will be at the level of 15-16%.
Yeah, EBITDA, roughly that level, 15-17%, 15-18%,
you can say. 15-18%. Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Parth Pant from Sushil Finance. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question...
sorry to interrupt. Can you speak through the handset, please?
Yeah, just a second.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you for the opportunity. And my first question is related to rare earth magnets. As per presentation, the company wants to set up a 5,000-ton plant for rare earth magnets. So by when will production commence and when can it scale up? And what is the realization going on? Just a ballpark figure.
So this is a, this is a long-term plan to set up 5,000-ton capacity. We are currently starting with phase one and phase two. Phase one, we already implemented, which was assemblies, manufacturing of assemblies and sales. Then we go to phase two, which is block cutting onwards all operations. Phase 2 is currently under implementation. So, and that commercial sales we will mostly start by quarter 4 of 2027. So, the long-term plan is to do 5,000 tons, but that every step that we take will be based on what success we get in each implementation of each phase. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, that was really helpful. Thank you so much.
And in totality, 5,000 tons, depending on the sale price, it can range from somewhere between, let's say, 2,000 or 3,000 crore to maybe 4,000 crore, something like that. 5,000 tons.
Okay.
So that is the plan. Yeah.
Okay. And just related to this, as per last phone call, this can scale up to 3,500 crore. Over a few years. So, is this? Can you put some color on this?
Sorry.
As per last con call, this is just related to the previous one. This can scale up to 3,500 crores over a few years. So, can you put some color on this?
That is 5,000 tons. Our right now, what we are planning is about it could be about maybe 30-31.
Okay.
But that depends, again, it depends on how the implementation in phase two goes, how the demand is from the market, how aggressively customers want to buy it, pricing, margins, everything put together. So this is our, right now this is the plan, and then it can change based on what the customer need is.
Okay, thank you. And my next question is relating to debt levels. So debt levels have gone up from 15 crores to 85 crores. Can you shed some light on the purpose of the same?
Sorry, debt level is? What are you saying?
So debt levels have gone up from 15 crores to 85 crores.
No, it is 85. I don't know where is the number from. It's no 85 crore debt. That is around 20 crore only. We will consolidate it with the... Okay, this is, you are maybe consolidated.
Yes.
Okay, we got $5 million of ECB in our subsidiary. Hello?
So we lost the line for the participant. We move on to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Nayan Agarwal from SIC Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. I just wanted to understand, like in the last con call you mentioned that the Chinese restrictions might ease after the Q3 or January, February. So has there been any easement from the raw materials perspective?
No, we did not get any approval for our products that we were importing. So there has been no sale in the last year. But we see that customers are now moving away from the heavy rare earth to light rare earth options. And that we are seeing a lot of customers doing that. So that will probably help in future.
So the assembly turnover which we were expecting of around 5 to 10 crores, is there any update on that?
You're talking about FY27.
FY27,
we will, because now we are implementing phase 2, so that will happen by July to November sometime, and then after that, December onwards, sales should start. So that we are estimating maybe about 10 crore, 15 crore, something like that may happen in quarter 4.
All right. Okay, sir. Thank you. And
yeah.
For the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vivek Said, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. One question regarding the revenue guidance and the breakup under the various heads, that is your quantum magnetics, alloy division and the existing business. What can we foresee in financial year 28, 29 and 30?
28 will depend that guidance we can give in the coming year. We are expecting a large sales of alloy division and some start of the relay division also in second half. So depending on that performance and the capacity utilization, we will make plans how aggressive we want to be in FY 27, 28 and 28, 29. But currently the indication is good and we feel that it can scale up quite well. I can't comment exactly on the numbers.
In the last 2 years, we have been expecting the commercialization and ramping up to happen, but it's been actually a very poor show, I would say.
Yeah, we were expecting it to implement much earlier. We were expecting the relay to start much earlier. That did not happen. So it has been delayed to that extent, yes.
Okay, sir, one more question. What is the competition that you are seeing in the magnetic as well as the alloy division in the listed space in India?
Alloy division, there are a few companies, but the companies have different capacities. So we are targeting a certain size, smaller capacities also we are targeting. So, but we are also doing some import substitution. So we are choosing our markets that way. But there is,
so because of the lack of clarity, we do not have any metrics to compare where the company would be in next probably 2 or 3 years. What about the magnetic division? What is the competition that you have?
No, sorry, can you repeat that?
What is the competition that we have in the magnetic division? In the listed space.
Magnetic division? You mean to say the rare earth?
Yes, quantum magnetics.
Quantum magnetics, there are multiple companies who are planning to set up
and they are all applying. Some of them are applying for PLI. There are big players also. So that competition is yet to come. But we understand that there are.
So have we applied for it?
No, we have not applied till now. We are looking at our options. We expect about 5-6 companies maybe they will set up.
Okay. Then in the opening thing you said that the EV demand has been slow. So I was just checking, yes, the US, there's been a slowdown, but the Europe market has rebounded in the last financial year. As well as the smart meter business in India, I went through the results of Genus and all, they are showing growth. So why is our business not showing up, growing accordingly in line?
For the EV business, our supply is mainly to European companies and American companies. We understand that the major growth is being taken up by Chinese companies for EVs. So we did not experience orders for our products that we are selling currently to those platforms. However, some of those platforms are now getting implemented in India also for EV. So in future, it may increase. But in totality, I feel that the Chinese EVs are far more, they are coming in far more aggressively. So that we do not have any business for the Chinese EVs.
And are we not planning to do any business with these Chinese EV companies in future?
There are some Chinese companies who have Indian collaborations. For that, we are planning to make some products and we are already developing some products. But to sell in China, we have not been able to sell anything in China yet.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mihir Thakkar from Prithvi Fanmark. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I just wanted to know the reason behind the huge jump in the debt figure.
The debt numbers are consolidated on a consolidated basis.
Yeah.
The major reason is that we took an ECB of $5 million
to fund the capex in our subsidiary.
Oh.
That is the main item.
Okay. And the other thing was like I'm fairly new to the company and I just want to create like a deep understanding of the business. And in that sense, I tried to reach out to the company in the first week of March for an offline meeting. So would it be possible for you to arrange an offline meeting with us? Because I have been trying to reach and nobody is responding.
Yeah, please send an email. We will respond.
Yeah. Yeah. I have already sent a mail in March. I will send again. So
yeah.
Could just respond.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. That's it from my
side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Nishita. From Sapphire Capital Partners, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the follow-up. So I just wanted to understand, is it possible for us to ramp up to 100% utilization in H2 itself? Like we will start commercial for relay in H2 and you mentioned that we'll reach 100% utilization also in that period of time. So is that possible? And if so, what is the growth driver for such fast ramp up?
We are setting up the relay plant phase wise. Our first investment is going to be for 5 million capacity. And then we will increase it to 10 million capacity depending on which orders we get. The relays are customized relays. Each relay design, the basic relay remains the same, but there is customization for each customer. So accordingly, we have to set up the capacity. So as our pilots get built and those are successfully tested in the customer, then the ramp up will happen. And accordingly, we will increase the capacity.
Right. But you mentioned like from the commercial project, like from the plant capacity that we will commercialize in H2, you mentioned that we'll be able to do revenue of 25 to 50 crores and that is at 100% utilization. So I just wanted to understand that this is the phase one. So from 5 million capacity, we can do revenue of 50 crores, and that we'll be able to do in H2, right?
Yeah, that is our judgment of sales that we will do after September. That is the judgment today. Now, it can change based on how early the customer adopts and whether they want to ramp up faster or slower. That may change. So that is our judgment today from the indication that we have from the customer.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much all for participation and your support. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Permanent Magnets Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.